6. Nobody knows.
Craig opened his eyes. He could see a small light above him. His head hurt badly, and his back hurt too. He was lying below the platform. The torch was still on the platform, and it was still shining. Craig got up and took the torch. He touched his head, then looked at his hand. It was red with blood. How long was he down there? He looked at his watch in the torchlight. 2 hours. What about the hole? He ran along the line. In front of him, the tunnel was black. He couldn't see the workmen's lights. Then he heard a loud noise. It was echoing along the tunnel. That was a train. The electricity was on again in the tunnel outside. The new metal wall shone in the torchlight. Craig hit it hard and shouted. Another train went by. It was no good. Nobody out there could hear him. And nobody knew he was in here. Craig walked slowly back to Church End Station. He turned his torch on and off. It was shining all the time he was on the ground. 2 hours. How long was the torch good for? 3 hours? Maybe 4? Not long. Then he was at the Church End platform again. He climbed up. His head felt strange. He had to sit down. He turned off the torch. His eyes were closing. Craig thought about the rats. He couldn't go to sleep. He couldn't. But then he was asleep. Craig was dreaming about an underground station. There were people everywhere. They were sleeping on the platform. There were men and women in uniform. He could hear crashes. Someone screamed. Another voice said,
"Be quiet! We're trying to get some sleep here."
Then there were more crashes. The crashing noises were getting nearer. Bombs. Everyone was screaming. They couldn't get out. There was no way out. He could smell smoke. Fire! The station was on fire. There was only one way out, and that was along the line. Then he felt water, cold water on his head. What was it? Craig opened his eyes. He could see a small fire, and he could smell the smoke. He turned round. It was a candle. A candle was burning. He could feel a hand on his arm. There was someone there. "Who is it?" he said. There was no reply. The hand pulled his arm. Craig got up. The hand was pulling him. Craig followed.
"My torch," he said. "What about my torch?"
Someone pushed the torch into his hand. Craig turned it on. He could see long white hair, then a face.
"Tommy!"
The old man was smiling at him. He pulled Craig's arm again. Craig followed him along the platform. They came to a door. Tommy pushed him through the door. There was a dark tunnel, but at the end, he could see a light. Some candles were burning. In the light from the candles, Craig could read a sign above a door. London Transport Passenger Lift, maximum 36 persons. Craig looked through the door. There was a table and a chair and a bed. An old oil fire was burning. On the table was a small radio and Tommy's flute. "Do you live here?" Craig asked. Tommy nodded. Craig looked at the radio, the voices, and then at the flute, the music. Craig thought. Some of the older stations still had passenger lifts, not escalators. This was the old lift from Church End Station, and Tommy lived in it. It was his home. "Tommy," he said, "we can't get out. They've closed the tunnel, and no one knows we're here."